catch up with our Dunham & Miller foreign exchange student. Bring somebody. Go.
You
get,
wanted to.
Go
I
get Nigel.
Really want to.
He, oh, oh, here he is. Oh, yes. Hello, Nigel.
Hi,
this is Nigel.
Hi to Craig.
From Great Britain. He's now, we believe, in his 20s. He joined us at the Dunham & Miller house when he was about 11. But,
I'm only 8.
So what do we
You're
care
only
about?
8?
What? Well, we're doing
obviously
him a favor. 20s. He's an orphan from Great Britain, and he came over here to learn about this country and live the good life.
He's got a beard.
Thank you ever so much for letting me stay at the Dunham & Miller house. People there are quite nice. They let me enjoy all manner of sticky buns and cream cakes, and every morning it's lashings of Earl Grey and spirited trays of buttered scones.
Wow. Well, they're very British over there. I thought they'd be more Americanized.
I don't think there is such a place.
The only bad thing is that they beat me, Georgie.
Don't say that.
They take after me with razor straps until my loins bleed with infection and reproductive material.
Oh, my.
Please help me, Georgie. Please help me.
George, it's a cry for help.
You know what? He does need help because he's not even from...
I want to learn sports!
That's why he comes to you, George. He wants to learn more about sports.
All right, what sport do you want to learn about?
I want to learn sports so I can be a successful heavyset radio man like you. And although I'll only be a few scant years away from death, at least I can comfort myself with the fact
right,
that I'm an AM Arena League play-by-play man.
Listen, you're a little English punk. I'm not a few years away from death. And there's nothing wrong with doing Arena League play-by-play. It's a lot better than your crappy game
it's
of soccer.
It's time to answer my questions, Georgie.
Hey, I'm here too, Nigel. You want to say hi to me? I can answer questions.
What's the deal with Mark Cuban, Georgie? Why do his eyes go all googly like he just ate a spiced portion of a nice boiled pudding?
I don't know, Nigel. He's kind of a weird dude.
Answer me, Georgie, so
well,
I don't have to retaliate by cutting off your head and squeezing the used food down your neck.
You know, I think I have enough to arrest you.
Tell me about the so-called dirty hit on Steve Moore, Georgie.
George, well,
haven't you seen it on SportsCenter?
Should the league throw him in the dustbin and deprive him of all future ice lollies?
Todd Bertuzzi?
Why is Carmelo Anthony such a crybaby, George?
Answer him, George.
I don't know. He's an over...
Answer me, George! I won't let
You're not helping him, George.
He won't let me.
I was right in the middle of a caramello when I found gold, Georgie.
Oh, really?
Answer me, Georgie!
What do you want me to say?
Why is he such a crybaby?
Oh, well, I think it was just an isolated...
He acts like a tiny tyke. He's wet as nappy and is soaked through the brand new man. And his knickers are swallowed up his dummy.
Anyway, I think it was an isolated incident.
I want to come live with you, Georgie.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm tired of the nightly beatings and the morning bowls of rancid gruel. I've lost over 200 pounds eating nothing but their rotted minced meat porridge, Georgie.
Doesn't look like it. You're about 350.
What else?
The only thing that has kept my weight up is my massive intake of clotted cream fudge, Devonshire toffee, and rations of butterscotch lozenges, Georgie.
Well, that'll do it.
Please let me come live with you, Georgie.
George, no. Say yes.
So I don't have to tolerate the emaciation. And repeated uppercuts to the groin.
Listen,
what's going on at that D&M house?
All fabricated in his mind. Nothing's happened to him. There is no house.
Uppercuts
and
to the groin.
He's 28 years old.
George, you're making him cry.
You need to be committed.
Georgie, I could come live with you and sleep in the bed with you. Between you and your lovely panting wife, Kelly.
All right.
And learn all about the desperado. It's your beautiful family painful breakfast pastries.
See, he'd be a help around the house.
Such a baby.
I could distribute coconut mushrooms and strawberry rock candy to you, George.
He's never cried this
much,
George.
Only about half that.
No funeral, Georgie!
Nigel, put that down. Nigel.
Victory.